Welcome to Unanthropologetic. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I am here with Flex and Preston, as always.
Yo, it's your boy Preston, you know what I'm saying? You know, I really just be trying to like talk to the door. This was my voice that I used to use back in the day when I was trying to, you know, talk to the little dudes out here, you know, in Chicago. I would drop my voice a little bit.
Really?
They love that top, you know, masculine energy. Like, they don't care. So all you got to do really is just drop your voice and be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Oh, and dudes in Chicago, from my experience anyway, they really enjoyed what I would call them shouty from like Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah, because I'd be like, yeah, you know, I'm from Atlanta, shouty, you know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, shouty. And they'll be like, oh my God.
Just eating it up. That's so funny. It was like part of the je ne sais quoi, right?
Yeah.
Is that the right term?
The je ne sais quoi. Yeah, that's what the boys like. I don't know. So I was feeling when I answered when I was speaking, I was like, oh wait, where did this voice come from? Like, I'm just, you know, trying to talk to the boys out there with that the shouting. Like, hey, if you got a bruh, come here, bruh.
So it's like meeting you is a whole experience.
Absolutely. And then when they get to know me, then I'm like, hey bitch, like, what you doing?
So. But you know what? I think that's really, that just reminds me of this idea that like when you get to know someone and you start seeing like the more silly, like their authentic selves, like it's all like the sexiness and all of that kind of, not that it drops away, but it's like built upon in a different way, you know?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And I just feel like the first 3 months of when you like meet somebody anyway, you meet their representative. So,
right. Yeah.
I think I've said that on here.
You have.
It's more of like people are just really on their best behavior. Mm-hmm. And then after that 3 month mark, that's when they show their ass and they just be out here.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So
but yes, I'm here. I'm good.
How was your week?
My week was good. Work is always, you know, popping. Mm-hmm. I've really been trying to think of things to do outside of work that will like challenge me in a different way. So like I've been thinking, do I want to do photography? Do I want to like get back into music and focusing more on like music engineer and like music production? I don't know. So I've just been kind of going back and forth in my head of like, what can I do to like be creative or do something outside of work that will take my mind away from work?
Yeah, definitely. There's like that saying, right? That like you need a way to make money, that like a creative outlet. And then I can't remember what the third one is, but
it's like a physical, like, exercise or something like that.
Yeah. You're right. And so, yeah, I mean, that sounds great. And I mean, obviously I would be tuning in. I'll support whatever you do.
I don't know. I need to just do like, you know, Instagram, like DJ, like go live and do like these little DJ sessions.
You know, I mean, this will kind of get into like what we're doing today, but like, I remember you also saying that you wanted to make like TikToks that kind of break down certain artists and things like that.
Yeah. Like I have so many thoughts.
I just think that would be really cool. I think that would be so, I mean, like, so I have this really love-hate relationship with TikTok. Like I'll download it for like 2 days and then I'll delete it because otherwise I end up scrolling and then like an hour passes by.
Absolutely.
But I just think that would be so cool to like watch because I don't know anything. I just don't have time to look into it, but I think it would be like a nice, what are TikToks are like 60 seconds or 30 seconds or whatever.
Yeah.
It would just be nice to like kind of be able to like learn about this.
Yeah, I feel like I should. I see other people do it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I need to give them the Preston flavor or whatever. We'll talk about it in this episode anyway.
Yeah.
About different artists and music. And so we'll see. Maybe this will be some inspiration.
And Tyler has a TikTok, right? Or do both of you? Or
we both have one. We don't post on it enough.
Okay, because you posted something the other, like it was weeks ago at this point, but that was so cute. It was like it was just so funny. I think I watched it like too many times, but it was like where Tyler made up that song about like the mask, wallet, and keys or whatever.
Yeah. That was his first video, really. And, like, it came together, I guess.
I liked it. Oh, my gosh. It was so funny.
It did what it needed to do. It didn't give what it was supposed to have gave when it came to how I had it in my head. But, you know, that goes to show that, like, just because you have something in your head, that doesn't mean it translates to everybody else.
Other people, yeah.
So.
Yeah, actually, you know, eventually, like at the end of this year, I do want to have like an episode kind of reflecting on this year on this podcast. But that was something I've been thinking about a lot because this podcast has really been healthy for me in a lot of ways. But partially because it has like forced me to kind of let go of this like control and let things happen, you know, authentically and organically and for the better too. Like, I think this is a great thing, but it's really taught me a lot in that regard. But I think we can go more into depth, and that will be like an episode months from now, I think.
Well, give the people just an overview of how you're feeling then, because I felt like that was very ethereal in nature and felt really good. So is that the energy that you have for the whole week this week or this past week, or how are you feeling?
You know, me and my roommate, we have this saying that like things always get done when it needs to get done. And so like, we were kind of talking about this. I have a lot on my plate right now and I'm really grateful. But at the same time, this is something I told you earlier, but I felt like the universe was listening to me and was like, oh, we heard that you don't have enough. So we're going to just pile all this stuff on you. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's just kind of like taking everything 1 hour at a time. You know, my time management, I think, is really good. So I have that as a strength and I'm just going to rely on that really heavily. But again, I just think like some things aren't in your control. And sometimes another thing I've like had to really think about is like just being able to sit down and say like, okay, I did my best and this is enough for right now. Because like, it's really easy for me to sit down and be like, okay, like I want to people please everyone. But I had to have like this conversation with myself that within like my RA ship, which is one of my responsibilities, I am only supposed to be working 20 hours a week on that specific, those responsibilities. And so when my 20 hours are up, I'm done. I don't need to focus on that. Whereas like in the past, I would have been like, okay, no, like I just need to like impress these people and I need to like sit down and complete the task. But because of that, like a lot of my other work was kind of falling behind, and all this matters, all the work that I'm doing matters, and all all lives matters. Let's not go there, but like
all work matters. All tests matter.
Yeah. So it's just like I've had to sit down and be like, and you know, have this conversation with myself about, you know, you did your best. And just because you didn't complete the task in the 20 hours, it's not a reflection of like you being a failure. It's a reflection of you learning, and then you can apply what you learned to next week when you reapproach this task. So yeah. So it's like, just in a lot of ways, it's just, I see growth in myself even in this year alone. And I am just writing on that and trying to keep it in the forefront of my mind so that I don't always feel like a failure. And I'm not perfect because there are days where I'm just like, I'll run myself into the ground. Like last week, I definitely did that, but I am trying to approach every week with this mindset of do your best. And if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. And you'll do better next time, or you'll build upon it next time.
Yeah. So, I feel like productivity is such a buzzword at the moment. I feel like, I don't know if I've been hearing it a lot on Instagram or YouTube or through my followings of Grace Beverly. but by the way, I bought her book that she wrote.
Yeah.
But it's only sold in the UK.
Oh.
And I bought it and it shipped like almost a month ago and I still haven't gotten it yet. So
what?
I'm just kind of annoyed. I would
follow up. That's not normal.
And I feel like, so I've bought things before from like the UK.
Yeah.
And they always take a little time, like a lot longer to get here for whatever reason. I don't know if it like goes through customs and then they have to like check every box or pat the boxes down. Like, I don't know what happens, but it like comes and then goes to like California and then it like comes here, but like it sits. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I've been looking forward to my book and I haven't gotten it yet.
You know, and I've ordered stuff in the UK too, but it didn't take that long. It did take longer than normal, but not like a month.
I know.
But yeah, it's weird. I also wonder, like, they have some other stuff going on with like COVID. So I wonder if that is playing a role.
I think so. Because the last time I had bought something from the UK, it was a thong. And
he just says that like, oh, you know, like.
I'm not kidding. So I bought like a lot of little things. A thong was included in that. From this
brand.
But you
just mentioned the thong.
Yeah, well, I mean, they were all like lingerie.
Okay, okay.
I just yeah, you know, I have to keep it sexy. What did Kelly Rowland say? You know, keep your hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. So I gotta stay sexy for my men, okay? And so this brand, they always look so good on Instagram. And it's like a gay brand. And it's like, you know, for gay men, created by gay men. And so there's like leather and stuff in there. It's like, it's really cool. But yeah, that took forever to get here. Like, I think I got it. I ordered it for Tyler's birthday last year. And it didn't get here in time. It got here
right after. Oh, man.
Yeah, so, you know, it happens all the time, I feel like.
Yeah. And I also, like, I mean, that's just reminding me, like, I do have a question. How is Pride for you? How is the month of June for you?
It was a regular month. I know the corporation, as you know, well, we've discussed on this podcast.
Yeah.
That the people will hear eventually, but you know, the corporations, they pull out all their tips and tricks on how to market to the gays. But overall, like, it's just a regular month. Like, I didn't go to any pride parades or any pride festivals. Juneteenth, of course, is in the month of June. And there was an event that my company went to for like a Juneteenth parade. And that was really fun. And, you know, I just think I always think it's interesting to just think about Pride Month and then think about Juneteenth and how there's this natural intersection that happens in that month, clearly, of gay and Black. And when it's Juneteenth, you can celebrate being gay and Black, you know, to the fullest extent. But, you know, not everybody always sees it for the gays if they're rooting for the Blacks and vice versa. So, you know, it's just, the month has been fun, but I'm still going to celebrate
every day.
Yeah. Every single day.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously this episode is going to come out not in June, like in July sometime. So hi from the past.
Yes. Hi, gay.
It's still Pride on this podcast.
But it's Pride every day.
Yeah, every day. No, that's good. I was just wondering.
No, it's day, mama.
Day.
Yes.
I will work on that in my free time.
Yes. You know, gotta keep you hip.
15 minutes before bed.
Day. Day. Like, just practice. You'll get it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, I'll practice every day. I'll report back next time in a week or whatever, whenever yes. we
record. The people want to hear. They want to hear the progress.
The pressure's on now. But okay, let's get into this episode. So like a few episodes ago, I don't even remember which one. It was the dating one. We're talking about dating or something like that. Mm-hmm. But we went on this little music tangent and it really brought up this idea. And it sparked an interest for me personally, just because I feel like I can learn a lot from Preston, because this is something he seems to be very passionate about. But what we did is we wrote a bunch of artist names down on pieces of paper. And so we're going to just draw one, and that's going to be who we talk about. So Preston's going to kind of break down everything that he knows about this person.
Depending, because some of them are people that
you like. That's true.
And I have never heard of before. So
that's true.
If we pull those names, I'm just going to do a quick Google search and give my opinions based off of their fashions and their aesthetic and what I think the music sounds like.
Okay, yeah. And like, I'm not as well versed on like the history and journeys of the particular bands that like I put into this draw, or artists even. So I'll just be sharing what I like about their music. It will not be that deep for me.
Perfect.
All right. So you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. I'm shuffling them. All right. Let's pick. Ooh. Who is this? Nicki Minaj. All right. This is one that Preston gave me a lot of shit for on that same episode.
Oh my God.
This idea was born.
Nicki Minaj. Okay. So whatever we say about Nicki Minaj has to be tempered, because I don't need the barbs to come after us. And I am a miniature barb, question mark. You know, I really enjoy Nicki. I love Nicki, but I have opinions that may not be always favorable. But anywho, like, why don't you go first? What are your thoughts about Nicki Minaj? Like, overall, what are your sentiments?
I remember when she, like, I don't even... So the first song I ever heard of her was the one... I don't even know the name of it. I tried to look it up. But it was, like, the one that, like, made it big, because there's these two little British girls who would sing it.
Super bass. Oh my goodness. Yeah. I'm thinking about Starbucks.
Yeah. I feel like that's Starbucks. but yeah, so that was the first song that I remember from her. I'm not sure if that's the first song I ever heard of her, but that's the first song that I like think of when I think of like when I first remember Nicki becoming big. And since then, like, you know, I'll listen to her off and on. I haven't been like a diehard fan or a hater. I haven't been on either side of that. I'll listen to her music when it comes on the radio. recently, the reason why Preston was giving me grief on that last episode is because I saw a video of her like just singing, actually. And I was actually very impressed, because I guess I just hadn't seen that side of Nicki before. Like, I think I always associate her with kind of rap and things like that. And yeah, it was nice to see like a different side or a different part of her talent. But according to Preston, that's nothing.
Okay. So before I even get into that, let me like just start from the beginning. The girls know who Miss Onika Minaj is. She's a rapper from New York, Jamaica Queens, I believe. She also has some Trinidad and Tobago heritage. Okay. I can't remember if she's born there. I think she was born there and moved to New York. And so she came out, I think I was in high school when she came out, and she came out with a mixtape. She had two mixtapes, but one in particular was the one that like put her on the map, which was Beat Me Up Scotty. And everybody just loved Nicki Minaj. She kind of like restarted the whole female rap genre. Because before then you had like Little Kim, you had Missy Elliott, you had Eve, you had Foxy Brown, you had Trina. You had all of these different raptresses. And they all are great and successful and dominant in their own right. But I think when Nicki came, there was just kind of a lull in female rappers. And Nicki kind of came and shook the table and really started like making a name for herself. And I think over the years, Nicki has continued to prove that she's good. I think where I am with Nicki right now is I am no longer a full-fledged Barb. I find Nicki at this point to be a bit lazy. And I say that because when she first came out, her lines were punchier. Like she had, for example, like she would say a lyric, and I don't really want to go into so many actual lyrics because I don't know about copyright things, but her lyrics would be a lot punchier to where at the end, you know, when you're rhyming, she would use very like different words. So it would be like, you know, boat, you know, gonna float, whatever, that's fake. But like she put in the effort and the work to like give you a different rhyme. But now Nicki will rhyme the same word in multiple lines, multiple times throughout a song. So it would be like something, 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 water, something, 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 water, something, 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 water. Like you're, it's the same word.
Yeah. So there isn't like diversity, or there isn't even like this like impromptu like component, it seems, from to her music or whatever.
Yeah. It's just, it just feels lazy almost. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like she feels like she's proved herself, therefore she doesn't have to try anymore. And I think to some extent that is true with a lot of artists and a lot of like people who are seasoned, but mm-hmm. I just find her to be lazy. And even when she like performs, she always wants to sing in her songs, but then she won't sing live. So it's kind of like, Why even sing? Like, if you don't feel confident in singing the same way you sung in that song when you really thought you was giving the vocals to the girls, then you shouldn't have put that in your song in the first place, girl.
So she doesn't sing live ever?
Frequently.
That's interesting. You know, that's actually one of my biggest gripes with artists. Like, am I throwing shade now? Yeah, I am. Katy Perry, when she sings live, I feel like she's so off key. And it bothers me because I don't know. I kind of feel like what I'm hearing on a CD or a CD. Wow, no one listens to CDs anymore, I think. But Apple Music.
I still listen to CDs. I'll buy a CD.
But I just feel like what I'm listening to, like on the radio or on Apple Music or a CD or whatever, should be what I'm also hearing for the most part live. But, and also with that, I also want to throw out there, Ariana Grande, sorry, I'm like going all over the place. Ariana Grande was at the iHeart Radio.
Yeah.
Right. And she and The Weeknd were singing, and I was very impressed with that performance particularly, but I digress. We'll get into it later.
Is Ari on our list? Because I have so many thoughts about Ariana Grande as well.
No, we will add her.
She frustrates me as well. I think the artist that frustrates me is not because they're not talented, and it's not because they're not good, it's not because they don't make good music, but sometimes I feel like I want more for them than they want for themselves, okay?
Yeah.
That's what frustrates me, and I think that's where I am with Nicki. Like, right now, what I think, and I'm also probably going to give, you know, Nicki and her team, and even though they're not listening, most likely, just, you know, a guide on what they should be doing from here on out. Okay, so before we move on from Nicki, my girl Nicki, okay, Miss Minaj, let me give you some tips.
You're just giving out this advice for free?
For free, okay?
Oh my God.
I think at the end of the day, I really should be getting paid for it. But because I haven't really proven myself, these are all just hypothetical theories and guesses, but at the same time, I really know that they would work. So she needs to listen and maybe she can get what she wants. Because so the issue with Nicki at the moment is that there are so many other female rappers out now to where she can no longer just be the only female rapper and kind of rest on that. She has to also be able to continue to carve out her own lane, that Nicki lane, but also stay fresh and stay relevant. And my concern at the moment is that some of the other rap girls are outperforming her when it comes to relevancy and doing things that are timely and things that are fresh and things that are new. With everything, the old will begin to, you know, be siphoned off. And so in order for Nicki to stay relevant is you have to kind of reinvent yourself. And I do feel like Nicki is afraid to do that. Nicki gives you the same hair. She gives you the same fashions. She gives you the same silhouettes. She gives you the same kind of rap style. And I feel like at the moment, we've heard it. We've seen it. Like, you got to do something different if you want people to begin to say, oh, Nicki Minaj is here. So one of the things with Nicki is that she is known for her features. But, you know, her albums are never truly as successful as they really should be at this point in her career. And so it's just kind of difficult. And I think that Nicki has to really and truly put in some effort and really start to say, okay, I'm not just going to say the N-word 15 times and rhyme the N-word with the N-word. Like, that's kind of what she does. She has to put some effort.
That's interesting that you say that too, because I think, I think what you're saying is like her music has declined, in your opinion.
I think it hasn't moved forward. I think every time I think about an artist, and there are some, like for right now, like even before we talk about her, Doja Cat is one who just released an album that I feel like truly pushed the Doja Cat brand and persona forward. It didn't just continue to be stagnant. And I don't know if Nicki has done that successfully over the last few albums, to be honest.
Yeah. And so like from a music perspective, she hasn't evolved. And also from like even just her brand, her image and things like that, she also hasn't evolved, which is interesting too, because I didn't pay attention to that ever. Yeah. But it's also interesting because like, do we like change? Like, are there artists out there who changed in a bad way?
Yes. The first one comes to mind right now is Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
Because Miley's issue at the moment is that people don't know her for one kind of genre. When she first came out, you know, she was Hannah Montana. Then she broke free and she was trying to do more of the poppy Britney Spears sound. Then eventually she went and started to culturally appropriate, and a lot of her music was very hip hop, R&B influenced. But it wasn't the album that kind of broke her away from the teeny bopper persona that she had before. But instead of taking that vibe and learning how to turn it in a way that felt authentic to Miley, she went the complete opposite direction in her next album. Her next full-fledged album was a country album.
Yeah, the one that recently, Midnight, what is it called?
More album that came out recently.
Yeah. I wasn't a fan of that album. Like, with my students in the class they TA, like I tell them to like let me know and I'll like download albums for them to listen to before class starts. Like I'll just have the music playing. And so one of my students wanted Miley Cyrus. And so I have that music now. And so like when I'm walking around and it just comes on, I think eventually all music grows on me, but that's one album that I haven't been able to listen to. Like I'm not interested.
And I feel like her most recent album has been kind of 80s influenced.
Yeah, definitely.
And there are some, I would say on that album, there are some more successful songs on that album than her country album. Mm-hmm. But again, it's just, you never know what you're going to get from Miley. And so it's hard for you to build on that foundation when it seems like you're always starting from the beginning.
And maybe it's also that she's just, her change hasn't maybe been intentional. Like, it kind of seems like she's maybe lost or something like that. I'm not sure. Like, because Taylor Swift also, I think, shifted a lot, right? And I mean, I don't know. I've never been a full, like, Swiftie or anything like that. I've never been full into, like, any of her music. But there are a few songs here and there that I have enjoyed. And, like, it just seemed more intentional with her, with Taylor Swift, evolution.
I have a whole nother think piece of Taylor. I don't know if she's on my list.
She is. I think she is. Yeah.
Well, I'll temper my comment for Taylor. But I think, did we finish Nicki? Like, Nicki, mm-hmm. new hair, new image, new style, and truly begin to put effort back into your punchy lyrics, because that's what people mm-hmm. know you for, and that's what people love you for. Mm-hmm. And I get it, you have to grow and you should grow. Mm-hmm. But right now it's stagnant. It is just the same thing. It's the same Barbie pink, you know. She always is like, bum bitches, you know, broke bitches should never laugh. Like, she, okay, girl. We get it.
Like, so if you had to style Nicki, what would you do?
That's a good question. I feel like, I don't know, because there's Nicki Minaj, and then there's like Nicki Minaj. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, there's the pink hair and the bright colors and the Harajuku vibes and all of this that Nicki does. But then there would be times where Nicki would pare it all down and you just get like a natural beat, like a nice like palette that is very neutral in coloring. And so, like, I feel like for me, I would have Nicki focus less on the curvature of her body. Like, she already has a great body. She already mm-hmm. has a nice body. Like, it doesn't always have to have her, you know, it doesn't always have to be so skin tight on her. Give us different silhouettes. Like, yes, do that, of course. Like, do the mm-hmm. things that make you feel comfortable, but then stretch yourself and give us something that, you know, we may not see you in all of the time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like Nicki is afraid to wear pants, or Nicki is afraid to like wear something that doesn't hug her body. Mm-hmm. But when I think about Beyonce, she gives you different silhouettes. Mm-hmm. It's not always one thing.
Yeah. So kind of like maybe stepping outside of her comfort zone. And maybe that's the thing. It's like she's settled. That's kind of also what it sounds like, is that she's kind of settled into this, like, feeling comfortable with, like, you know, what she's, you said this actually kind of like a few minutes ago, but like, she's already been successful. And so she's just kind of like writing that instead of creating like a new wave for herself.
Right. Right.
So yeah.
It's about being, it's like being a legend. Like, yeah, you can be an icon and have notoriety and success, but like true legends, they stand the test of time. And mm-hmm. so I think right now Nicki is at a crossroads where she's going to have to make some decisions on if she wants to continue doing what she's always done, or figure out how to take it to the next level to where she is not considered old news. And I think right now, when you think about Cardi, when you think about Lotto, Big Lotto, who's another rap female rapper outside of Atlanta, she's getting left behind.
So what is your favorite song by Nicki? And what is your least favorite song by Nicki?
Oh my God. So this is a good one for you to research, because you said you love her vocals. So
I'm going to sit there and be like, wow, Preston hates her vocals. Like, I don't know anything.
If you love her vocals, the song that I hate, and I hate it with a burning passion, is pretty much any song that she sings on. But In particular, there's a song off of her third album called Grand Piano. And it's a full ballad. And again, it's just like, can Nicki carry a tune? Absolutely. But Nicki, again, it's kind of like, you can, you know, people who can sing and people who can sing, right? And Nicki is not a person who can sing. Like, you can hear it, like the tones in her voice and the way she like will end phrases. She doesn't like twirl them. Like, they're not finessed. It's just very like girl trying to sing and can sing a little bit, but she should be a part of a choir. Like, sing, be in the choir.
Not a solo act.
Not, you're not a soloist.
A girl band.
You're maybe on the drums.
Dang. That's okay. And so, what is your favorite song?
I try to think. My favorite song of Nicki is some of her raps. I would say her rapping is way more successful. Her song Feeling Myself featuring Beyonce, I think it's a great example of where she rapped. It was a rap heavy song and Beyonce took the lead on the vocals, which duh, you would do. Yeah. And she did sing a little bit, but she didn't sing to where she was trying to compete with Beyonce or lead the song in vocals. She pretty much handled the raps and that's where she shines. And so I think that's what she should be doing more of. And less of her
singing. Okay, yeah, yeah. So more rap, less singing.
Absolutely.
what else? And so when did her first like mixtape come out? What do you know what year it was? Did you mention
that? I was in high school. I can't remember the actual time period or the year, but I know that from her second mixtape, Beat Me Up Scotty, I think she had already linked up with Lil Wayne and Drake on Young Money. And she has, you know, her infamous song, Itty Bitty Piggy, which I would recommend you listen to because that is a great example. A great example of Nicki when she was hungry, her lines were punchier. She put in that effort to truly rap and rhyme and allowed her rap to speak for itself. Now I just feel like she rhymes the same word. And then she tries to explain it to you. Like she'll be like, like, you know, like, you heard that rhyme that I just said, like, you know, the little engine that could, right? Like, no, girl, we got it. Like, we got it. Like, that's the whole point. Like, you don't have to explain it. Like, if you explain it, then clearly it wasn't that hot. Like, it should have been something that I, like, was like, oh, shit, I can't believe you said that. Like, girl, you don't have to explain it. And that's what she does a lot now. It's like, you know, I just got to explain, you know. And that's how she always, she talks like that too. You know.
I should look into this more. I'm
like,
she's
always, like, it's too much.
I'm intrigued. So when you say she explains it, like she explains it in the song or she explains it later in like an interview?
In the song. Nicki, I always just think of this one because this she does it directly in this one. It's like a song she did with like 2 Chainz, and I think it was I love them strippers or something like that. I can't remember what the title of the song is, but she does a metaphor. She's like $100,000 engine. I wish a bitch could or something. I think there was something else in there. But it was a reference to that story, that little kid's book, that little engine that could or whatever. Like, you know, he had to keep choo-chooing or something like that. And at the end of the song, she like goes back to it to reference it, like, and you know what I'm saying, like, you heard what I said, you know, the little engine that could, because you know I could. It's like, girl, duh, like, we got it, like,
yeah, right. It.
And like, nobody else, like, okay, when I listen to Kendrick Lamar, when I listen to Drake, they don't go back and explain the why metaphor. They
said, yeah.
So it's like, again, we should get it. Like, if it's that good, we should. Oh, she also does it on I Am DeGeneres. She's like, I Am DeGeneres Queen. Ask Miss Ellen. Like, Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah. Like,
duh. Yeah. We get it. And she kept going back at the dinner. Like, girl, we get it. We get it. So that's just my opinion on.
Yeah.
I think she's beautiful. She's very talented. She just has to make some decisions on if she wants to continue to move her star forward, or does she just want to be known as, like, you know, the girl that did it then, but you
the
know.
Engine that could.
Yeah, and right now she's the engine that can't. Like, it's too much.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this to somebody who loves Nicki. So I'm not, yeah. I'm not hating on Nicki at all. Like, I love Nicki. Yeah, I listen
Nicki,
to her.
But if you ever hear this, it's out of love.
It's out of love, girl. Like, and especially like for people who buy your music, like, sometimes I feel like Nicki just has a lot of guest men around her and they co-sign her decisions. But like, at the end of the day, she never should have came out with Starships. Never. She never should have did it. But she did it because she wanted that pop crossover hit. And she got it. Like, it was like number two on the Billboard charts. I don't think it ever went to number one. And that's another thing Nicki has to think about. She's never had a number one solo single.
Oh, wow.
Never.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that. I kind of assumed that she did.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
She never had one. She, I think her first number one was with Doja Cat for Say So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. And that is disappointing because I feel like she is a well-known name. So yeah, I guess that's why everyone, including me, assumed that.
Yeah. But no, she's never had number one. She's never won a Grammy. She's been nominated, of course. But I just think it's about what she wants. Like, if don't be lazy, get up.
Do you think that her changes have been in an attempt to, like, get these Grammys, get these awards, get these Billboard number ones? Like, or do you think? Okay.
Yes and no. And I think in the wrong way. I think Nicki is someone, and this comes out all the time when she is like going back and forth with someone, or she's like having beef with someone, but she always goes back to her stats. So she always goes back to like the amount of hit singles she has, or the amount of records she sold, or you know, the accolades that she's, you know, won. And she's right. Like, she says, like, this is the proof. So like, you can't debate with somebody who has these numbers or all of these metrics in place. And she's right. But I think at the same time, Nicki has made decisions in her career in order to appeal to the masses. I think she knew what she was doing when she came out with Starships and where that would take her. You know, that, I think that song alone is what allowed her to be a judge on American Idol. But then that gets overshadowed by the beef she had with Mariah Carey. So it's like, you know, I don't know. It's like, what are your true motivations? Is it truly hip hop, or is it to, you know, make as much money as you can? Both are admirable, but at some point, if it's not about the music, it's going to begin to feel gimmicky and it's going to get old. And that's what is happening right now.
Yeah. That's a good point too. I hadn't thought about that. If you had to see Nicki collab with someone who she hasn't collabed with yet, who would it be?
Oh man, I have no idea.
Or do you even want to see her collab?
I wouldn't mind seeing Nikki collab with someone. Mm-hmm. I do, again, think it needs to begin to push her forward. Like, Nikki is the queen of features. So, Nikki, I think you're going to be hard-pressed to find somebody that Nikki just hasn't collaborated with. Mm-hmm. Like, she's done everything. She's been on pop singles. She's been on rap singles. I mean, Nikki has done everything. So, what do you do, right? When you've done everything, what do you do?
Metal. No, I'm just kidding.
And maybe that is the next step for her. Like, you know, punk or like, you know, rock, metal, gospel. I think she's even done some gospel. She was even on a gospel song at one point. So like, Nikki has done it. So truly, mm-hmm. it's about Nikki beginning to take her Nikki brand to newer heights. Mm-hmm. And deciding, again, are you going to be this hip-hop girl? Then you need to give us hip-hop. Like, don't water it down with this horrible singing because you're not good at it. Like, you're not bad at it, but let me rephrase that. You're only good at it. You're not great at it. Mm-hmm. You're only good at it.
Well, yeah, and it's also like you're saying, like, her talent with writing these, you know, rap songs is what makes her unique, or it's what gives her that like spice that like sets her apart, or set her apart from everyone else.
Right. Like, nobody is calling Nicki Minaj to sing the national anthem right. at the NFL, you know.
Super what about Bowl. Rapping the national anthem?
If she could figure out how to do that, absolutely. I would be clocked the fuck in for that.
So hey, NFL, like, we got an idea for you, $1 million idea. Like, I'm just kidding.
Oh, say, can you see? Like, if she could, I would be tuned the fuck in. She needs to do it. But again, I haven't met one person who's like, you know, maybe other than you, who was like, you know, those Nicki Minaj vocals were so good. Like, I love it.
I'm gonna do my research now. No, yeah, I mean, I said what I said. And I think I said it just because I'd never seen it before, seen her do it before, or like, yeah.
Yeah, and you might have seen a very good video of it. You know, like, again, she's good at singing. She's just not a singer. Like, nothing feels finessed. It always feels like she's like, oh, let me just hit the note. Let me just get to the note. But there's no, like, I don't know. It doesn't take you anywhere. So I don't know. That's just my opinion.
The pass for you.
Yeah. Let's just grow Nikki and let's figure out what we can do in order to take it to the next level. Because of course you're destined for it, sis. But right now you're getting distracted by all this other bullshit and you need to focus on the Nikki brand. Focus on you.
All right, Nicki Minaj. You need Preston on your team.
Boom.
You can get a new manager.
Oh, don't have me be a manager, Laura. I'll be a brand consultant.
Sure.
But I don't want to manage anybody's schedule or say, no, absolutely not.
But think about the spreadsheets. No, I'm just kidding.
I would shoot myself. No, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to have to be the person who like calls magazines, like, hey, y'all need a cover artist. No, I'm not doing it. So at the end of the day, if you need a brand strategist, call me, because I literally am always consuming information and I feel like I know everything there
what she needs, yeah,
about what she needs.
Yeah, no, definitely. And this was interesting too, like, I didn't know a lot of these things. I mean, I knew like also about like, you know, the quote-unquote fights, they're not really fights, bickering, I guess that's what you call it,
like beef,
yeah, that's a better word for it. But yeah, I knew about all of that, but it's interesting to hear, or like to have it be pointed out that she's like, to me, from what everything you said, it seems like she's kind of declined. It's not even that she's been stagnant. It's like she had this like great like talent, and then now she's just kind of settled into this like comfortable space where she's not even trying almost.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate because she really should still be that girl. And I feel like a lot of the times with Nikki, you can even tell that, like, I do feel like she feels some type of way that that Cardi B has the Grammys and Cardi B has the number one singles. And, you know, there is an argument that that also could be due to colorism. And, you know, Cardi B is a light-skinned Latina, you know, Black-ish, you know, person. And Nikki is a much, you know, she's not dark-skinned, I guess,
yeah, but
she's a brown-skinned, clearly Black woman. And maybe that is a reason why Nikki may not appeal to everybody. But I also feel like there is an argument that Cardi B also stayed in her lane. Like, mm-hmm. Cardi B is not a singer and she don't sing like that. I think she has one song on her first album where she tried to sing a little bit on Be Careful, and it just, and it was a good song for what it was, but like, no, she's not a singer. Mm-hmm. And I think she knows that. And so she's not giving you an album full of pop songs, which mm-hmm. is what Nikki has done on multiple occasions mm-hmm. to give us pop songs. And I just don't want it from her. I just don't want it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that makes sense. And I think it'd be interesting to also dive into, like, comparing and contrasting Nicki Minaj them, yeah. and Cardi B. Yeah. More and more. I also think, I mean, I don't know, again, with Cardi B, I feel like she's a little bit newer to music than Nicki, but maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't know when she started singing or when her first, like, album came out. But yeah. Any other thoughts? Any other?
Those are my final thoughts about Nicki.
Oh no, final thoughts. Are we being Tomi Loren? We don't name that. We don't say that name on this podcast after this point.
Yes.
But yeah. No, yeah, yes, final thoughts on.
That's it. That's all I had.
Okay. Just, that's all you had. That was interesting. All right.
No, figure it out, girl. Figure it out.
All right. Well, that was Preston's thoughts on Nicki Minaj. If you have any other artists that you kind of want to hear Preston's take on it, or my take, I probably have nothing to contribute to the conversation. Well, you know what? Maybe I'll do research going forward and I'll be more prepared. But, or maybe I'll become more invested. But if you have any other artists that you want Preston to break down to give his consulting advice for free.
Like, I'm just giving the information away to the girls. Like, yeah. Honestly and truly, like, if Nikki would just listen, I know I could continue to push her star forward. But, like, I don't know.
Here we are.
Yeah, she seems to be somebody who just really and truly only has a lot of yes people around her.
Y'all, manifest this for Preston. I think this is like a dream career right here.
I mean, it would be great. I would love to go in and really, like, tell people, like, Ariana, if I see that fucking ponytail one more fucking
time. I'm glad I'm not the only one who feels that way about the ponytail. But anyway, but yeah, so yeah, manifest is for Preston. All right. So what are your thoughts? Like, why don't you break down all her albums for us?
This is a long thing. Okay. So, and this is from me talking to you as someone who probably has never fully experienced a Nicki Minaj album. I feel mm-hmm. like after this, you may want to.
I have a list. I've been writing down all the songs you've mentioned just so I can go back and listen to them.
Oh, that's so fun. Okay. So yes,
yeah.
I'll also give you, like, breakout songs from the album.
Okay. All right.
So, okay. First album Nicki Minaj had was Pink Friday. And Pink Friday came out on Black Friday. Don't ask me the year because I can't remember. And it was highly anticipated. Like, Nicki was like the princess of hip hop at this point. And everybody was like looking forward to it. And I want to say, if I remember correctly, this album, when it came out, was also competing with like a Kanye West album. Maybe. And so it was kind of, or Jay-Z, I think it was Kanye, but like, I think they came out around the same time. And so the numbers she produced for that album, I think, were huge, but I don't believe it went number one her first week. I think Kanye went number one. And then I think the second week, she might have hit number one or somewhere along the line. I think the album eventually did go to number one, if I remember correctly. I may not be remembering that. But her first album was good. I really feel like it was an introduction album and you got to know who Nicki Minaj was as an artist and her perspective. This album, she also hadn't truly decided that she was a pop person. So what's funny is that Super Bass became her biggest single, but Super Bass was like a deluxe edition song. So it was never on the original, you know, track list. And some breakout songs from that album would be like Roman's Revenge, which has Eminem on it. And it's such a great song. And it shows that whole versatility that you used to get from Nicki Minaj. And then, of course, Moment for Life, which was a single, and she did that with Drake. So those are good. And again, she didn't really sing too much. I mean, she had a lot of other people sing on there. And the album, I think, was a solid debut album. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's when Super Bass starts to take off because of Taylor Swift. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. What happened?
So Taylor Swift, like, posted Super Bass on her Twitter or Instagram or something and was like, I love this song. The song is so good.
Oh, so wow.
White America was like, oh, okay. And took that song to the top of the charts, basically.
I see.
And so because of Taylor Swift, that is how that song started to pop. And I think that's where Nicki was like, oh, so if I do this pop shit, then I might be able to, like, you know, have other doors open for me or be able to do more things. And to some extent, she was very correct. So her next album was Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded. And it was, you can kind of think of this album as a dual album. So the first half of the album is pretty hip hop. And then the last half of the album is very pop. Very pop, very pop, very pop. And I say that very annoyingly because I think this is the album that I hate the most.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because of that.
Because of the pop part of, like, did pop. You like the stuff that she, that stuck to, like, her R&B roots, or?
Yeah, so at the very beginning, the first, like, one of the songs she had was Bees in the Trap, which is great. Pure Hip Hop, 2 Chainz is on it. It's a good song. And then she has this, like, R&B song that she came out with, which was, like, Right By My Side or something with Chris Brown. And that was a very R&B because she sung on that song. But I would say out of all of her songs, like, that was the most successful singing song for her. And Chris Brown, I still feel some type of way about him. But, you know, he was okay on the song and it was a nice addition. But then the last half of that album is just so many pop songs, and that's where Starships lives. So Starships isn't in there. She has this one song called Marilyn Monroe, which is so poppy. She has this song on, like, the deluxe version called Va Va Voom. It is so poppy. It is so annoying. I truly hate all of Nicki's, like, pop songs. They're horrible.
And so, just, like, pause right here. So, like, when you say you hate it, is it because of what we've been talking about where it just doesn't suit her or it doesn't, like, you know, honor her talent? Is that why? Or is it just, like, what is the reason for that?
It's a little bit of both, but mainly because I don't feel like it honors her talent. I think she's a talented rapper. Like, she has this agility in her voice, and she can, you know, switch her voice and do these things that makes it interesting. Mm-hmm. When she sings, because she's not really a great singer, it feels like it pulls everything down.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost kind of like, why do you insist on singing? When you know that you're only good at it, why do you do that in place of something that you're great in? which is rapping.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these songs, they require you to sing, and you're just not a, you're not a singer. Like, it's, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just weird. It's kind of like, you know, a duck trying to be a dog. Like, you're not. You're just not. You're just
sure.
not.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. 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 So the next album.
So then we get to the Pink Print, which is her next album, which was supposed to serve as kind of her going back to her roots. She had a an image rebranding at this point in her career, where she was, you know, not doing as many pink wigs or, you know, bright colors and makeup. It was very black, natural makeup, natural yeah. hair. And she was focusing a lot more on rap and rapping. And I think the Pink Print is her most successful body of work from beginning to end. She does have a few, like a pop song on that album, but for the most part, it's a fairly decent album. Mm-hmm. I do believe Grand Piano is on that album. And okay. that is amazing. I hate it. You should hate it. It is
awesome. All right. I feel like I've heard this song. It sounds super familiar, like the name.
She played herself. It's a mess. But honestly, like the rest of the album, a lot of it is pretty hip hop. Like she has a song called The Night Is Still Young. She's singing on there, but like mm-hmm. it's like a slow kind of burn song. So it's not bad. Anaconda is on there. Again, I think it went to number 2. I don't think it went to number 1. So Nicki has always had an issue where her singles just don't go to the number 1 spot. They always kind of bubble right underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
They never go that extra mile.
Yeah. And do you think that is a luck thing? Like maybe someone, another like artist came out with the song around the same time that just took the place of it? Or
I do think that is a piece of it. But I always just wonder, so what, you know, like if you have the hottest song in the country, you have the hottest song in the country.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. I think again, what's difficult is that it never even really seems to compete with the number one at the time. Mm-hmm. It always outshines her single for whatever.
Okay.
Where like I don't know if there's a genre of people that just don't respond well to Nicki, and so they're not buying it, and that, you know, that's a huge chunk of people that just that prevent it from going number one. I don't know.
Yeah, well, and also like I'm kind of just thinking about this too now, like I've never really like, okay, I shouldn't say never. I feel like more recently I have gotten into rap music, but like throughout my entire life, like I would say like in the last years. Yeah, 2020. Yeah, 2020 is definitely when I started listening to rap music more intentionally. But like, do you think it's because of the like niche she's in? Because like, I feel like, I mean, maybe this is like generalizing, but I feel like pop, rock, those are like genres that like everyone kind of dabbles in. But then like rap and R&B and country, for example, like those are things that like a percentage of the population like mm-hmm. listen to at the same time. And maybe that's part of the reason why.
It could be. I think there's something to say. I feel like Nicki is polarizing in a few ways, and some of them are not things she can control. Like mm-hmm. I look at her and I think about, then I also think about Drake, right? And Drake is an even bigger artist, arguably, compared to Nicki. Like, he has had number one singles, number one albums, and he has stayed fairly hip-hop throughout all of it.
Mm-hmm. That's fair, yeah.
And he's managed to make it to the top. So then you kind of think, well, is it because he's a male and Nicki's a female? Is there some issue with that? Maybe, you know, the male population don't listen or rock with a Nicki record that much compared to like a Drake record, because mm-hmm. they find her music to be for women or for the gays, basically.
Yeah.
So who knows? But I think it's something to think about when you're really trying to compare people. To Nicki, because I do think Nicki is more talented than someone like Cardi B. Mm-hmm. But Cardi B has had like 5 number one singles.
Yeah. And like that, I kind of thought about this. Like, I don't know what role like race plays necessarily in, you know, the music world. But maybe that's a factor too, or like, you know, like you said, that she's a female, that, yeah, I'm not sure. Like that, and that's a good point too, with Drake having so much success and also still being in the same genre that Nicki's in, for the most part. Yeah.
He's managed to do it in a way that still feels very authentic to him. And again, he hasn't switched his sound so much to where you're alienating, you know, your day ones, where I mm-hmm. feel like, again, Nicki has kind of went back and forth and switched to where, again, people aren't always sure what they're going to get from Nicki. Yeah. And I do think that that has an impact on the longevity of someone.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Okay. And so did she have any albums after that last one? What was the last one?
We talked about the Pink Print.
Yeah, Pink Print.
Did I give a song that the girls should listen to?
Oh, no.
So my favorite song from the Pink Print is Want Some More. It's very hip hop. I like that song. I'm feeling myself with Beyonce. Everything else, I mean, is it a good listen? Sure. But I'm not like this whole Bed of Lies song. I hate it. Grand Piano. I hate it. All Things Go, I hate it. A Lot, I hate it. The Crying Game, I hate it. I mean, honestly, collectively and sonically, this album is the most cohesive, but I still can't get with a lot of the singing and the poor singing. And
yeah.
And then after this album was her most recent album, the Queen album. I feel like this album is a crossroads album. And a crossroads album is, I define it, this is something I just kind of created myself, because I also feel like Ariana Grande has some crossroads albums. But this is a crossroads album. It's like, it was the album where she put out thinking that it would solidify her stake as being like the queen in hip hop. But I don't think it truly did that. She has some good songs on here. I don't think they came. I think the issue with this album was that they didn't release the singles in the proper way. And so they didn't build on each other. Her first single, she put out 2 songs. Again, this is marketing, branding. I'm Nicki. I'm here, girl. She put out 2 songs, Chung Lee and this other song called Barbie Dreams. She put out 2 songs at the same time. When you put out 2 songs, what are you doing? You're forcing people to
choose.
Yeah. And only one song can be number one. You can't have both of them in the number one spot.
Yeah.
So force people to choose. So essentially you're like splitting the vote. Instead of just putting out your one single that you know is going to get the girls, she put out 2. And a part of me feels like she did that because, one, Chung Lee was very rap heavy. It's a rap song. She sings a little bit at the end, but like not really. Barbie Dreams is the kind of song I think Nicki wants to do. Like, I think I feel like she thought that was going to be the hit. And I say that also because she made a video for that album, for that song when it first came out. And it wasn't. The girls didn't like Barbie Dreams. It didn't do anything. Chung Lee went on to be a top 10 single.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But it was, it really only went to number 10. It didn't go higher than number 10, if I remember correctly. So like Nikki, it's like, again, it's like marketing 101. Why split the vote? Just put the song out that you think is going to be that girl and then promote it. Promote the fuck out of that song. Like, you hear Dua Lipa on every radio right now with that freaking Levitation song. If I hear that song one more time, I'm going to scream. And I love Dua Lipa, but god dang, Dua. Like,
yeah. No, I agree. I agree. I feel like, and also on TikTok, like, it's taken off on TikTok too, which is, yeah, I feel the same way about the song. I loved it at first, but yeah.
It's too much right now. It's like, okay. And she's remixed it like 15 times. Like, girl, it's not going to be number one. It hasn't been number one. It's been in the top 10 for weeks. And it might, I think I heard something where they were like, it's the most, the highest selling single so far of 2021 or something like that. I don't know.
Wow.
But again, it's never been number one. So back to Nikki, I just feel like the Queen album is just, it didn't do what she thought it was going to do. There's a lot of filler singles on here. And it just didn't push her forward. It didn't push her forward in the way that I think she thought it would. So now we're
So I have a question. So like at the point that she's at right now, do you think she is the queen of R&B? Do you think someone else has that title? Or the queen of rap?
I would say that Nicki Minaj is currently sitting in the top spot and being, and can, I can confidently say she is the queen of hip hop at the moment.
Okay.
But, and I say that very strongly, I don't think she's at the position where Beyonce is. You know, I think it is undeniable. We all are like, Beyonce is that girl. Mm-hmm. Like, even if people try to pretend like they don't like Beyonce, like, they know Beyonce is that bitch.
Yeah.
And I feel like Beyonce is moving into a more iconic space. I don't believe Nikki is there.
Okay.
By stretch of the imagination. And I think it's still debatable if Nikki does have that title. I think you can make a justification for someone like a Cardi B. And is Cardi B the current new, you know, hip hop queen?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying there's right or wrong answer to that, but I think there's an argument.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. What's next?
So the Queen album was her last studio album. And again, it did not do, I think, what she thought it was supposed to do. I think the songs that I would recommend from this album would be Barbie Dreams and Good Form. The rest of them, she could keep them.
All right.
That's really her last studio album. And then as of recent, Nikki has had a baby. She's gotten married. And she released her original mixtape, Beat Me Up Scotty, on streaming platforms. And so now you can listen to it on Apple, Spotify.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It, when I went back to listen to it, it reconfirmed all of my thoughts about Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
When you listen to old Nikki, her lines are punchier. They are hungry. She's aggressive. Like, she wanted it. And when I listen to her raps today, something on here. So she has the first piece of the album on streaming. The first five tracks are newer songs.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear that repetition where she will use the same word to rhyme the same word with the same word. You'll hear that in Fractions. You'll hear that in Crocodile Teeth. I think Crocodile Teeth is a remix song, and it's very evident in that song, if I remember correctly. And when you notice it, you're not going to be able to not hear it anymore. It is very annoying. But then you get down to her track 7, where it's Itty Bitty Piggy, and you like, this is it. This is fire. Like, you running through the house. Like, this was the Nicki you fell in love with. It's kind of like the whole Lady Gaga. Like, you fell in love with the Lady Gaga of Bad Romance. Like, yeah. I didn't fall in love with this whole Joanne Lady Gaga. I don't know who the fuck is Joanne.
Yeah, same, actually. Yeah.
So that's just my opinion. I think as we walk through all the albums, I feel like I might be in the minority. I know the Barbs probably really loves everything that she does and everything that she says. But I don't. I feel yeah. like a lot more critical of Nicki because I think she has the potential to be more. But I feel like at the moment, I want more for Nicki than Nicki wants for herself.
Well, and also, like, I was going to ask that too. I didn't know she had a child and, like, you know, she's married, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, maybe that's also part of it. Maybe her priorities have changed. I don't know. And, like,
I think so.
Yeah.
Like, remember we talked about on this podcast, like, it's one thing to be loud, it's one thing to be wrong, but another thing to be loud or wrong.
Yeah. And
that is where Nicki is. She's just so vocal about the stake that she's made in
yeah.
the
world
and who she yeah. is.
And kind of, like, part of my, like, what I'm thinking now is that, like, maybe instead of keeping, like, she keeps trying to, like, put out these new albums and things like that, and it's almost like diluting, you know, what she started out with on some level. And so maybe, like, until she's ready to come back full force, like, maybe she just needs to let that rest as, like, her legacy instead of, you know, putting out what you consider mediocre music or whatever like that, you know, or not, maybe not mediocre because there are people who still love it, but, like, you know, just things that aren't staying true to where she came from or who she was at the beginning.
Yeah. I think she has to make a decision.
Yeah.
Want to be hip hop or do you want to be pop? And you need to, and I hate that I'm saying it this way too, because essentially it sounds like I'm saying, you know, you can only do one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true. I think Doja Cat, whose album just came out, was a great album. I think it pushed her forward. And she does a lot of singing on this album, but mm-hmm. she does rapping. The difference is that Doja Cat can sing. I'm not going to say she can sing like a Whitney, but she can sing. And so a lot of her songs are a lot more successful than the songs that Nicki has done where it was just her singing. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to send the message of she has to choose if she wants to be like this pop star or this rap star. But when you're not good, when you're great at one thing and you're kind of good on the other, but you force the kind of good down our throats, it's kind of like, what do you want us to do with this? Like,
yeah. And maybe it's also a matter of like, cause it also seems like it's always one or the other with her. I don't know if that's true. Like mm-hmm. it's one or the other, but maybe finding a way to like marry the two where she is still like you said, hungry, like that it evokes that like idea that she's hungry and wants the success and like, you know, wants this number one spot. But like, then she like throws the pop in some way that hasn't been done before. I don't know what that looks like. I'm sure that there is like this merge between the two, but like maybe she just needs to find the way that she can marry that in a way that is like uniquely Nicki.
I think so. Yeah. I think she can do it. Again, I think she's at a crossroads. I think she has to make a decision and she needs to go away. Like, she needs to, and she's been kind of silent, I mean, more or less. But I do think she has to kind of go away and allow us to miss her
mm-hmm.
and not put, you know, not do features. And I don't want to hear Nicki anymore until Nicki is coming back to give us what something that she is 100%, you know, in love with.
Yeah.
And it needs to be fresh. It needs to be something that's new, that pushes Nicki Minaj and her brand to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicki Minaj even came out with like this clothing line, but then she sold it at Kmart. And so it's like, girl,
What? I didn't even know that. Wait, maybe I feel like I did. I don't know.
And I get why she did it, because she was saying, like, you know, she wanted people to be able to afford it. And, you know, a lot of her fans are younger, so they may not have the money to go to a Neiman Marcus or to a Bloomingdale's or to a Nordstrom's. And so she had a lower price point. But, like, I get that, girl. But Kmart compared to a Target is a whole different ball game. And we went to Target. Like,
well, and also, like, did Kmart... I don't know if this is everywhere, but Kmart's in all the areas I live in, like, have closed down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Target probably would have been the better better choice. I wonder why she did that. Yeah. I mean, I get it. I get, like, I get making things more cost effective. Like, I think that's an important thing that all celebrities should consider. I don't know. I feel like part of that's a whole nother conversation, but I think sometimes that turns into, like, a manipulative tactic to get money from people who don't have money, like young children. Right. But that's a separate conversation. But yeah, I didn't know she had a clothing line.
It was horrible. So I didn't miss anything, and it didn't last too long either.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to Nikki. Nikki, I think, has the fan base, she has the notoriety, she has the celebrity in order to do what she wants. But Nikki got to get off of her butt and get hungry out here.
I want to see how many followers she has compared to Drake. For I'm just, like, thinking of them, both of them. So Nicki Minaj has 143 million.
Mm-hmm.
And Drake... Oh, yeah, that doesn't make sense. Wait, am I looking at the right account?
It's not Drake. What is it? Champagne Poppy is what it is.
That's what it is.
And so he has fewer.
Yeah, so that is also interesting, too, because you're right. She does have a bigger fan base, too. Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. I think Nikki's done a great job in getting her to where she is. But
yeah,
got you there won't take you to the next level. It's like,
yeah,
you have to figure out how to level up.
Yeah, level up. Any other thoughts?
No, those are my final thoughts. To the Barbs out there, don't come for me. One, I don't care. And two, I just feel like I am giving very objective, critical feedback that hopefully anybody would give Nikki. And this is someone, again, I don't know the ins and outs of Nikki's whole, like, you know, her whole team and the things on her end, but that's not really relevant, right? Like, what's relevant is what we see on the outside. So it's not always about the work or the things that she has to go through in order to make some of these things happen. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the buyer, the customer, the sell, you know, the person who's buying into this, you know, these are the things that we're seeing and experiencing and feeling. And so I don't have any blind adoration for any celebrity. And I think they all could take some feedback. So,
yeah, I mean, that's an interesting point that you made, because I think I was saying about this, like, the other day, is I don't actually follow any. I don't think I follow any celebrities on any of my social media. Like, even Instagram. And I was thinking about that. But yeah, I agree. I feel like I don't put anyone on a special pedestal. Everyone has to meet their creator one day. So Nikki,
but I'm done. Nikki, call me. Insight girl. And other than that, let's look forward to her next piece of music, her next body of work, and see what it does.
Yeah, or maybe she'll take your advice and she'll take a break and come back when she's ready.
Maybe. I don't feel like she will, but maybe.
Yeah. All right, well, this has been really interesting. I've definitely learned a lot, and I have, like, a whole list of music that I'm going to go check out. Mm-hmm. Probably today, actually. Go follow Charming Preston. Go follow Preston at Charming Preston or Flexin' Preston. Yeah. Maybe you should, like, if you do end up doing this TikTok thing, you should post them onto Instagram too.
My plan, like I said, I was gonna do Doja Cat album because I've really been listening to it. And so I wanted to practice on this album. But that'll depend on if I get all of my chores done today. So we'll see.
All right. Well, potentially stay tuned for that then. But yeah, you can follow me at Miss Kimona or The Bumbling PhD. My PhD account has been pretty silent, but maybe that will change. I don't know. I've just been busy. But yeah, go follow this podcast at Unanthropologic Podcast. Follow, like, subscribe, leave us a comment. And if you want to talk about something, talk about something.
You just gave you a different topic. Now you can come and talk about music taste. Yeah. And tell me how much you also hate Ariana Grande's ponytail.
Or you could tell us how much you love Nicki Minaj's singing. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm on here lying.
But yeah, we want to talk about things that like people are passionate about that matter. So talk to us about Ariana Grande's ponytail. Mm-hmm. She got married recently, right?
Yeah.
I think I saw that somewhere. And anything else? Am I missing anything?
No, I think you've covered everything, you know.
All right.
On the flip side.
Yeah, till next time, take care.